As opposed to the first two prakim of the parsha, which deal with the shvatim, the 12 shvatim, counting them perik aleph, and their encampment perik bet, the second two prakim of the parsha, prakim gimel and dalid, deal with the levim, the counting, the unique separate count, and their encampment. But the beginning of perik gimel introduces toldot Aaron u'Moshe. We're going to speak first about the children of Aaron u'Moshe. Even though Pasuk Aleph introduces the two of them, Pasuk Bet continues, V'eila shmot b'nei Aaron. It doesn't tell us about the children, the toldot of Moshe, even though the introduction mentioned Moshe together with Aaron. Rashi points this out and quotes Chazal, who learned from here a very important principle. Shekol ha-malamid es ben chaveru Torah ma'ala v'kasov kilu yoldo. Anyone who teaches the son of another Torah, it's as if they brought them into the world. And of course, we know this from Avraham Avinu as well, when it describes in the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha, when he heeds God's call and moves to Israel, it says he took his wife and Lot, ve'et kol ha-nefesh asher asu b'charan, and the people they had created in Haran through their teaching Torah, their kiruv. This is, of course, how Chazal explained the words v'shinantem levanecha. Torah is always described as something we need to teach our children, but we know that it's often taught to other people's children. And Rashi explains in the name of Chazal, Elu hatalmidim, matzinu b'chol makom shehatalmidim kruyim banim. And this is how Chazal explained the pasuk in Sefer Devarim, banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. Clearly, we are not God's physical children, but we are the ones who God has taught. Someone who you teach is as if you have brought them into this world. And the reason why, of course, is because when you teach someone Torah, you're helping them realize their true potential in an even more significant way than just physical life. The Rambam in Hilchot Talmud Torah, Perek Halacha Yud Bet, learns a very important principle from here about how teachers should relate to their Talmidim. He says, Kishem sha'atalmidim chayavim b'chvod harav. Just as Talmidim have to show respect to their Rebbe, so Rebbe has to respect his Talmidim and draw them close. And then the Rambam adds, V'tzarech adam lehizaher b'talmidov. Person has to be careful how he acts towards his Talmidim. Ula o'avim, and love them. Shehem habonim hamahanim lo'olam hazeh lo'olam haba. Because one's Talmidim give them real pleasure in this world and the next world. It's not just the Rebbe who helps the Talmud, it's the Talmud who gives meaning to the life of the Rebbe. Just to add one last point to this, the Netziv asks, Hey Mikdover, beginning of Perek Gimel, why Dafka b'nei Aaron are referred to as Moshe's children? Moshe taught Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. Maybe everyone should be his children. Why Dafka b'nei Aaron? The Netziv gives a very powerful, beautiful answer, and he says, you can teach someone the information of Torah. That's not as if you brought them into the world. It's teaching them the depth of Torah, the chachma of Torah. When a person is invested with that, impacted by that, that's when they truly become a new person, the person they're meant to be. May we all merit being able to learn from people who help us appreciate the depths of Torah in a way that we are born to our very soul and become people who impact other people that way.